In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Before I begin, lest I forget, Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers. One year I didn't pay tribute to the Hallmark Corporation and buy a card, and I didn't wish my mom a Happy Mother's Day. So every year since then I have paid, and I suspect I will continue to pay for the rest of my life. So don't be like me. You're able to call and wish your mother a Happy Mother's Day and get her a card, even if it arrives late. Moms like cards. I don't get it, but they do. But in any case, today, while it may be Mother's Day, more importantly, it is Good Shepherd Sunday. And we call it Good Shepherd Sunday because traditionally on this day, the Gospel of the Good Shepherd was read. And while with the changes in the lectionary, it's not always read on this Sunday, we still find it implicit in today's readings. Because what do we hear in the responsorial psalm? That the Lord is our shepherd. He has made us. We are the sheep of his flock. We hear in our second reading from the book of Revelation that the Lamb is our shepherd. Isn't that kind of interesting? Our shepherd is a lamb, and he will lead us to the greatest place possible, which is the New Jerusalem, heaven itself. And even in the Gospel, which I believe is the shortest of all the Gospel readings in the Sunday lectionary, so the deacon lucked out today, nice and short, we find our Lord talking about his sheep. Just assumes that he is the Good Shepherd. Our Lord is the Good Shepherd. He is the one who lays down his life for his sheep. And not just by his cross and resurrection, but also by the incarnation. He emptied himself of glory, left the blessedness of heaven to live among us, to teach us, and then to suffer and die for us and to be raised from the dead. And our Lord continues to be our shepherd because our need for a shepherd did not end when our Lord ascended into heaven. And so through his church, he continues to shepherd us. Through his teachings, through his commandments, through the gospel, but more importantly, through the sacraments, through which he feeds us heavenly food and heavenly drink, his body and blood, his soul and divinity, which is food for everlasting life. He feeds us, he guards us, and yes, he even finds us when we stray. As I mentioned before in the responsorial psalm, we hear in the psalm that he made us, because he is not simply a hired hand. He is the shepherd who created all things. And each one of us, when we came into existence at conception within our mother's womb, was made by God. And God didn't just abandon us then. He continued to remake us, to renew us through the sacrament of baptism, by which our sins are washed away and we are configured to him and made adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God. And a well of living water set within our hearts. And just as the shepherd marks his sheep with a brand, so God sets his mark upon our soul so that we indelibly belong to him. He makes us through our baptism, not for this world, but for the next, for eternal life. So we know what it means for Jesus to be the Good Shepherd. But what does it mean for us to be his sheep? Well, he tells us in the Gospel. First of all, he knows us. Think about that for a moment, how wonderful it is that the Maker of all things, who has existed for all time, who is all-powerful, doesn't just know that we exist, he knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our needs, he knows our deepest desires, he knows even our sins. And so we must follow him. Because God knows us so well, he knows what will lead us to him and to help us to be truly happy in this world and in the next. We need to trust in him because he will lead us to eternal life if we let him. The true sheep of the Lord, the true sheep of the Good Shepherd, accept what he gives to them. And what does he give to us? His gospel, his commandments, his teachings, and his very self in the sacraments. It just remains for us to be open to these gifts and obedient to them so we may follow the Lord into everlasting life. And to be his sheep means that we are safe. And we have enemies. We have the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself. These are enemies of the whole human race. And they seek to harm us for all eternity, to separate us from God. But if you are the sheep of the Good Shepherd, you are in his hands, and you cannot be taken from his hands. Now, you can leave voluntarily, but you can't be taken. And if you are a sheep of the Good Shepherd, you live it not just in him, but in his Father and in the Holy Spirit. Because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. And where does this unity of the Trinity seek to take us? To the eternal Jerusalem, where there will be no hunger, no thirst, and every tear will be wiped away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.